Whenever, anytime anybody came up to preach, they seemed to say hallelujah quite a lot, didn't they?
Hallelujah!
Yeah, and that's exactly what they did. So I can say, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
You have to do it a lot louder than that one. Or if I said amen.
Yeah.
And it's sort of encouraging a bit when they, you know, when you're preaching and you say things and they sort of agreeing with you, aren't they? I found that, that real good, so.
Hallelujah.
If you feel like doing it, you can't say it before me. So this family service title for this week is Mission or Intermission. We're going to be looking at Mark's Gospel, chapter 16. You know, when we say that word mission, what do we think about? Well, obviously you probably can guess what I would think about. Think about Mission Impossible, you think about James Bond, Jack Reacher, one of the more modern films, car chasers, secret agents, spies, mysteries, Mission Impossible, them sort of things. Well, in the Bible, Jesus talked to his disciples about mission and sent them out various times when they were training. Didn't he? I remember he sent them out in two and said, go and have a go. No surprise that some of the things would happen, weren't they? Varying results. And after he was risen from the dead, he left a great commission with the disciples and for us. So let's just look at Mark chapter 16. I'm going to read from verse 14 to verse 18. Later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So, what was the mission that Jesus gave them? Well, first of all, he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. That's quite a task for in a time when we know everything. When you've got to go by water, you've got to walk, or you've got to buy a camel, even slower. Go into all the world and preach. Go into all the world, and baptize. Cast out demons, speak in tongues, pray for the sick. That's the particular order that they're putting here. It's a big job, that, isn't it? Especially for the 12 initial disciples. I suppose a lot more by then, but initially I was speaking to the 11, wasn't it? A big job, you could call that a Mission Impossible, couldn't you? It may seem that way. Sometimes we may think, mission's too big for me. I think I'll let somebody else do that. It's not really my ministry. That's someone else's ministry. But Jesus said it to all the 11 disciples. Now I'm sure if we look to the diversity of the 11 disciples, I don't know much about them, but you can imagine they're all different. You know, they all have different skills. We know they came from different jobs. So they're all different personalities, weren't they? But Jesus gave the commission to all the 11. Now, it's an interesting order of mission challenge. First of all, he said go everywhere, go into all the world. That was the first thing. Secondly, he said preach, and thirdly, baptize. So when you think about those three, it's first making sure that they're saved and baptized before anything else. It's put that as, I think, the most important things. Yeah, they needed the demons casting out of them if they've got demons. They needed to speak in tongues to prove that God was with them sometimes. They needed to pray for healing for the sick, didn't they? But the most important thing with mission is that people are saved, isn't it? And because in saving them, we save their souls for eternity, don't we? By bringing someone to know Jesus, you are part of a plan to save them for all eternity and rescue them from the hands of the enemy. Very much like a lot of the film plots, the good guys rescue them from the hands of the bad guys, don't they? And that's what mission is all about, us rescuing people from the hands of the devil and bringing them to Jesus. If I said the word intermission, what would you think of them?
Cake.
Cake? Yeah. When I thought about it, I thought, pantomimes. Okay, you ever get an intermission to go for the ice creams and popcorns or whatever in the or cinemas, halfway through long films or shows. It was like a break in the proceedings where you get refreshments, wasn't it? And as Christians, we at times need intermissions, sometimes to charge up our batteries, to pray, spend extra time with God and to listen to God. But as Christians, we're given a mission for our whole earthly lives, with brief intermissions to recharge and pray to seek God. Jesus said, go and do stuff, and that he would go with us and give us power to do what we needed to do. Let's look at what I think is the other great commission, one of the last things that Jesus ever said to his disciples. This one's in Acts 1. I'm just going to read from verse 4 to verse 8. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons, which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm a bit half-hearted. Give you a bit of time there. Jesus told the disciples to wait for power. We know this story well, don't we? And they waited, and they waited till God sent power. God would send them in, send them in the form of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. In other words, Jesus said to them, don't go anywhere or do anything until you've received this power. So they were important, weren't it? For their commission, given them the mission, the commission earlier, but then he gave it again, but said, wait until you get the power of the Holy Spirit. And the power of the Holy Spirit is important in our life, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're going to work for God. The positive part about this verse is it says, when you do receive the Holy Spirit's power, you will be witnesses for me. In Jerusalem, that's where they were, that's where they're waiting. In Judea, which was sort of 20 miles-ish south of where they were, but an area where Jesus did a lot of his ministry. Samaria, 40 miles north-ish, and then even to the ends of the earth. So it like was in stages, wasn't it, where they were, 20 miles away, 40 miles away, ends of the earth. Excuse me. First of all, Jerusalem was the place where they were then, and all the drama of the last few weeks or 40 days, just about to then, it all happened. And everything had seemed to have gone wrong, where their world seemed to fall apart. But Jesus says that's where they're going to start. Second, Judea, nearby, where Jesus and the disciples had previously ministered in certain places, and people knew them and they'd done lots of miracles. Thirdly, Samaria, which I thought might be a funny one for him to say, because weren't the Samarians and Jews enemies? This implies that going to the people we may not, we don't like, might be part of our mission.
Yeah.
Also, fourthly, the ends of the earth, or in other words, everywhere, progressively further away every time. So, convert everybody in Jerusalem, convert everybody in Judea, convert everybody in Samaria, and keep moving. Yeah. That would be the ideal solution, wouldn't it? But that probably, well, we know, didn't happen, wouldn't happen. Wherever we are, and whoever we are with, we are called to be witnesses. We have a mission to first go, and not just to sit. It's everyone's mission to tell of how Jesus can save and bless and help and heal people. With God's Holy Spirit's power in us, we can do that. We as Christians can do that. Maybe at times we will need brief seasons of recharge, intermission, but ultimately, we're called to a lifetime of mission and telling and doing and going. Where are we at the moment? Are we empowered and commissioned? Or are we on an intermission? Yeah.